News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Russian annexation of Crimea, dominating news out of the G7 meeting in The Hague. Fox News chief White House correspondent Ed Henry is there.
Before getting together with the European allies, the president made clear that he thinks his second round of U.S. sanctions is what is really getting Russia's attention.
We're united in imposing a cost on Russia for its actions so far. Prime Minister Rutte rightly pointed out yesterday that growing sanctions would bring significant consequences to the Russian economy.
What the president really wants at this summit is to get European leaders on board with another round of sanctions of their own. But a lot of these European leaders are concerned about tough sanctions against Russia that may boomerang against their own economies.
Wisconsin cancer patients got some great news today. State Senate leaders called a vote for April 1st on that latest bill that would help patients afford expensive chemotherapy drugs. Miranda Tank from Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's office told WisPolitics.com there's, quote, broad bipartisan support for the measure. She expects the Senate to approve what the Assembly endorsed early Friday and then send it on to Governor Scott Walker. Walker's already said he would sign it. An embattled state lawmaker is not going to seek another term in office. Andrew Beckett has the story.
Former Republican Assembly Leader Bill Cramer has filed a declaration of non-candidacy with the State Government Accountability Board, announcing his intention not to run for re-election next November. The decision comes just weeks after the Waukesha lawmaker was stripped of his role as majority leader in the midst of allegations that he had groped a woman during a fundraiser in Washington, D.C., then verbally harassed another woman on the flight home. Cramer checked himself into treatment shortly after the accusations came out and has not been seen publicly since. His office did not return a call seeking comment. There have been no indications that Cramer will leave office before his term ends next January. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With about a dozen people standing around him, Governor Scott Walker made the latest tax cut official today. He was at a barn in a Shawnee County farm and signed the $504 million tax relief package, which uses money from the surplus for tax relief. The two men accused of supplying heroin to a Marshfield woman that died have been found guilty of first-degree reckless homicide. 24-year-old Trenton Bloom and 23-year-old Justin Drinka entered that plea agreement earlier today. They pled no contest to the charges. They were involved in supplying the heroin for a woman that died in a Marshfield home. Wausau police have arrested six more people, this time another sting against prostitution. Lieutenant Matthew Barnes said the officers posted some fake ads on a Backpage.com site. He said it didn't take long.
We put advertisements online, and as soon as they went live online, it took 5 to 10 minutes, and we started getting calls and texts from individuals throughout central Wisconsin seeking to meet up with them.
Barnes said as they tried to meet up with them at the prearranged location, the arrests were made, similar to a sting they did in January where they arrested four more people. The man who set a house on fire because he wanted to go back to prison back in court today. 39-year-old Roy Strait had his initial appearance in Portage County on charges of felony arson and two counts of recklessly endangering safety. Strait appeared by video from the jail. He has admitted to police that he started the fire at the building on Monroe Street March 4th with his two roommates still inside. They got out safely. Assistant District Attorney David Knopfen says so far there's no indication Strait and his defense attorney are planning a not guilty by insanity defense, but it is possible. An Athens woman accused of embezzling over $500,000 reached a plea agreement today. Michelle Walters, charged with seven counts of felony theft from Northwestern Wisconsin Association. She has paid $100,000 of that back. 40-year-old Walters will be sentenced at a later date. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher overnight. Partly cloudy and cold, scattered snow showers possible and a low of 7. Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, unseasonably cold and a high of 19. Mostly clear, very cold Tuesday night down to 0. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy and a good chance of light snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight. High 32. Thursday's outlook clouds with a wintry mix turning to all rain. This could change back to snow Thursday night. High 40 degrees. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.